Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Welcome to this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we learn the secrets to being in business and living the great life without all of the stress. My name is Angela Council and I am a naturopathic life coach. And this week I am presenting to you an interview that I did with Jo Whitten from Quirky Cooking. I did this interview about 12 months ago because I'm away on holidays at the moment and I haven't had a chance to do some other interviews. I thought I'd bring this interview to you because Jo's doing some marvellous things, and at the end of this interview I will share with you where she's up to right now, because things have changed so much since I did do this interview with Jo. So have a listen. Listen to how she manages to homeschool 4 children and run a business while traveling around the world, speaking and being on stages with people such as Pete Evans. And she's just doing so much great stuff. So have a listen to the interview. I'll be back at the end to let you know what Jo's up to now. And if you want to learn a little bit more from you, how you can do that. So enjoy. Insane. And I am so excited this week because I have got someone on the call who I have been following for the last 3 years. Those of you who know me will know that I'm a real bit of a Thermomix junkie. And when I got my Thermomix, the first thing I did was I went out there to find a place where I can get some really great healthy recipes. And I found this person, Quirky Jo. I have been following her stuff for the last 3 years. I love her recipes. I love what she's doing. My favorite cookbook, which I got at the end of last year, is Quirky Cooking. I must cook from it nearly every day. I think my kids kind of go, oh, no, not again. So I'm really pleased to have Jo Whitten on the line with me. It's an absolute honor. So thank you so much for joining us today, Jo.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, how did all this start? Because you started, you know, you're a mum, you've got 4 kids, mm-hmm. you homeschool them all, you're a yep. Thermomix consultant. How did you go from where you were to what you've got now, where you're speaking, you've got your own podcast, you've got your own books, and it's become a real business for you? And that's only happened in the last 3 or 4 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's really kind of blossomed. How did all that yep. happen?
Okay, just first of all, I'm not a consultant anymore. I was a group leader, which is like a manager for Thermomix, and then I went, okay, this is too crazy. I went back to consultant. I went, this is still too crazy. So the end of last year, I finished up as a consultant. But yeah, it sort of all happened gradually, which I think if I just jumped into it, I would have just given up long ago. But you sort of add these things little by little, you know how you do. And yes. including children, I always said I would never have 4 children, but you just kind of, they just keep coming. And
oh, you haven't worked out how that happened yet?
No, it's okay. We finish now.
Youngest is 11. Problem.
Yeah, we've worked out the problem. But so it kind of began with just, I guess, being a stay-at-home mum, and I had been home for, maybe 10 years with the kids. I'd done a bit of volunteer work, mostly phone and counselling and stuff with parenting and breastfeeding and stuff like that. But I hadn't really been out of the house working for a long time, and I did miss it. I was a graphic artist in my previous life, and I just really, I guess I wanted that connection again of talking to adults. And I started my blog partly because I just wanted to get, you know, help people who had had a lot of struggles with their diet or food intolerances, allergies, things like that, and didn't know where to start with changing their diet. I wanted to help them and show them that it's actually quite easy. It's not as difficult as, you know, it just feels so overwhelming until you know the basic steps. Yeah. So I wanted to share that on my blog because I had people asking me a lot about what I was doing and how I had changed our diet and what, you know, my recipes and stuff. But it was also just a way to connect, and I love writing and I love chatting. So it all just, I don't know, the blog just, I just figured out, hey, what's this blogging thing? I'm going to try this.
Googled. And it grew, didn't it?
Yeah, it just grew. And I think once I got onto Facebook in 2010, then it really took off. I think I started my blog at the end of 2008. And the whole online community, social media type thing, that just fit really well with me because I do love connecting with people, and I really wanted to get the message out there that you can do this, here's how. And I think it sort of must have really just come along at the right time, because there were so many people, or in the last 5 years especially, there seems to be a bigger awareness of health and allergies and where are they coming from and what can we do with our food, what's happening to our food, how can we get back to the traditional old-fashioned cooking, and that's where I'm at. So some, I guess it just happened at the right time or something, and it all took off.
Yeah, I really think that, you know, people are looking for the simple solution, because being a naturopath and working in clinic, I mean, I used to refer your blog even for people that didn't have Thermomixes.
Yeah. Okay,
like, go over there, because that's, yep. It's, there was just a thing, because quite often, particularly when you've got kids, you know, I had so many clients going, well, you know, how can I feed my kids this stuff? And it's like, they're not going to eat it. And I said, well, look, they will eat this, guarantee. You go there, you get these recipes. See, I said, because Jo's got four kids, and if they all work for her, well, they're going to work for your kids too.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of it, and I know working with so many clients, it is a mindset.
It
you
is.
Know, it's a real, it's easy to say it's going to be too hard, but when you actually commit yourself, you find that it's not as hard as you think it is.
Exactly right. Yep.
And it amazes me, some of the things that you kind of, you must spend your whole life cooking.
I guess I always, I always have cooked a lot. Right from the time I was really little.
So when you before, because I'm part of your Facebook group now, but when you still used to manage the page before it got too big for you, it's like you just used to keep putting all these, I'm going, does she do nothing except for cook? It just seems like all these beautiful recipes coming out all the time.
I think the good thing about my job is I have to cook anyway for my family, and because we eat from scratch type food, you know, it's not the sort of thing that I can just go out and buy, and we live in the country, so we hardly ever go anywhere to eat. We don't go to restaurants or anything.
Because and you're so right up in far north Queensland,
yeah,
so it's not as if you've got something just down the road.
No, I live in a town of about 1,000 people. So it's always been something that I do morning, noon and night. I have to cook for my family, and so I might as well write down what I'm doing, take a photo of it, stick it on a blog.
So where do you see your business going?
I really want to continue helping people with their intolerances and allergies and things, and finding ways around, you know, a lot of people, they want to eat a certain way, but they have to change it, and then they just get totally overwhelmed. But I always say to them, don't just go and like pick up a recipe book from somewhere and completely change the way your family eats overnight, because they'll freak out.
Mm.
You know, if you go and I'm going to change to raw vegan overnight, you know, your family is not going to cope.
No, not if they were steak eaters.
No. So what I encourage people to do is get their favourite family recipes and start learning how to swap out the ingredients to make them healthier, to make them fit for if they've got allergies or whatever. So I love teaching people how to do that kind of thing, and I do that through cooking classes and through my own recipes and books and things. And I really want to continue with that. But I also have got such a passion now for teaching people about healing their gut, because we've had such a big journey in the last year with gut issues, and realizing that sometimes whole foods are not enough. Sometimes eating gluten-free, dairy-free, whatever, is really just marking time and not really healing. And so I'm sort of on a bit of a mission now to also expand people's minds a bit, so that they realize, hey, there's something that I can actually do about these intolerances. I can work towards healing the gut issues so that we can handle a little bit of these things.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the direction I'm going now as well. And I want to obviously keep doing the speaking seminars and the cooking classes, because I think people really, when they see you actually make something, they're like, oh my goodness, that was so easy. I've looked at that in the cookbook 10 times and gone, that's way too hard. And I can't believe how quick that was.
I look at some of these pictures, I think, oh my God, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
But then when you look at them, they're not that hard.
No, or they look at the recipe and go, oh, all those ingredients, it must be a difficult recipe. But when they actually see it done, it's like chuck everything in, turn it on.
Yeah, because when you're in a Thermomix, it's a bit like that, isn't it?
It is. A lot of them are very simple. So I definitely think, and also videos and things like that, because not everyone can get to a seminar or a class. So I do have stuff like that coming up this coming year.
And because your podcast is very much around your new eating, so it's about the GAPS diet and things like that, isn't it?
Yep. So I'm trying to help people realise that it might not be GAPS, it might be some other way of eating. It's really depending on what they need, because I don't say GAPS is something that every single person has to do or anything.
Yeah.
But whatever they need to do to help to heal their family, just finding what that is and working towards it, and just helping people to break it down into doable steps, I guess, because you can't do it all at once. It's little by little, and it was little by little for me.
Yeah. And you're also doing a little bit of a tour with Pete Evans at the moment on the Paleo Way as well, aren't you?
Yeah, just to Cairns. That's the only one I'm doing.
Okay. So that's just down the road for you.
Yeah, about an hour and a half, yeah. So my son and I are both speaking at that one, and I'm cooking at that one, so that'll be fun.
Well, that'll be fun. You get to actually go out there and cook with Pete Evans. I mean,
I know. I have to cook his recipe too. It's going to be, I better get it right.
Oh, good, because his is the other book that I use. Between the two, yours and his, and I have to keep adapting his for the Thermomix.
Yep.
So we need to get some of his recipes put into Thermomix recipes, and that would be great.
Stay tuned.
So, because I mean, you're running a business, and this business is growing very rapidly at the moment, and you're homeschooling your kids. So you've got four kids and you're homeschooling them. How do you do it all? How do you make that all work?
Hi, sorry for the interruption, but I just wanted to tell you about our private Facebook group, Stress-Free Living. That's where we have lots more conversations about reducing stress. I share lots of tips for you so that you can run a business, raise a family and look after yourself. So check it out on Facebook. Back to the conversation.
Okay, I think one thing that when people think of homeschooling, they think of school at home and mum standing up there teaching like a teacher all day, and it's not like that. It's more of a flexible sort of approach, and it's very much teaching the kids to learn independently. So you're there guiding their learning sort of like as a supervisor, and you're teaching them through things that they need help with, but it's not sitting with them all day long at a table or whatever. So they'll have, you know, they'll have their work there at the kitchen table. We've got a big open living area with the dining table and everything. And so they'll sit there working, or they'll be on the computer doing their maths or their science or whatever, and I'll be in the kitchen working and talking to them and on my computer and back and forth, and we're all talking and working together, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's not something that both things are happening at once. That's what I'm trying to say.
So it's not stopping you from doing your work,
because you
just continue on and you just help them when they need it.
And there'll obviously is times where I sit down and read to them for, you know, half an hour, an hour, and I'll turn off my phone and I'll just, you know, not get any work done for a while. But a lot of times it's going on at the same time as they're working. And especially now that they're older. My eldest is 17. She's actually finished with her schooling and she's doing vet nursing.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing that as a online thing from home, and the others are 15, 13 and 11, so a lot of their stuff is done on their own and they don't hardly need me. I've got the schedule all printed up for each week, really detailed, and they just have to go through and tick it off as they go. They do a lot of stuff online and together as well. So I find that's really helpful. And then I've always done this ever since they were little, is have a flexible routine, a bit of a schedule up on the fridge so that they can, I think that really helps kids to be able to go and say, oh, what do I need to do next? Because they get very easily distracted. And if they've got it there written down, or if they're wandering around looking like they're lost, I'm like, what are you up to on your schedule? What do you need to do next? And then they're like, oh yeah, that's right. So that helps. And then also I do have, my husband shift works, so he's home a lot during their school time and during my work day. And sometimes he'll have like 5 days in a row at home, every month he does. And so that helps. He's there. And also my mum and dad live across the road.
So you've got a really good support network.
I have and I also have an assistant that comes 3 afternoons a week to help with recipe development, food prep, all that kind of stuff. So that's really good for me at the moment.
And do you find time for you?
I do. I've always been, ever since I had kids, I've always made sure that they had times where they had alone time. So they'd either have a nap or they would have a lay down on their bed with a book, and I had mummy time for an hour. Every day after lunch, that was my time. And then I also have times where I just, especially now they're older, I can just disappear and go for a drive if I need to, or go to the shops, or just sit outside with a cuppa and say, don't bother me for 5 minutes, please. So, and they're very sensitive to that because they know if I'm overtired and overwhelmed, everything's going to go belly up. So they leave me alone if I ask them to. They're very good.
So it seems like you've kind of got that really great routine that's working for you, where you've got the mix of the work, the yep. family, looking after yourself. You've just got it at this stage. It's looking pretty good for you.
Mostly. I mean, we get a messy house quite often and stuff, but the kids are actually, they do, I've also trained them from a very young age to help with all the housework. So I don't do any of the washing or the vacuuming or the mopping or the bathroom toilet cleaning. That's all done by the kids. So I pretty much have to fold my own washing and put it away and cook.
Well, no one will do that bit for you.
No. Well, my daughter said she will if I pay her.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to pay $20 to have my washing put away. That's okay. I'll do it myself.
See, there's entrepreneurs there as well.
Well, don't worry. They charge me if there's anything extra.
Okay. So if you were your children, what would your children say to you about the type of mum you are, the role model you've been, and how you've influenced their life?
I did ask my son this, and he said, Mum, you're doing a great job. But I do know that sometimes he says to me, Mum, can you just come and play with us? So that's probably one thing I get focused, like when it's not school time, I'm like, right, everyone leave me alone. I've got to get this work done on the computer. And I really focus on that. And I can sometimes not hear them saying, Mum, can you please just play this with us, or can you have a look at this, or come see what the dog's doing, or whatever. And they have to ask me a few times. So I suppose that's probably something that all of us do at times.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, particularly if you're working on something, it's like, yes. Okay, I want to get this done.
That's
but they're
right.
probably the same too, that when yeah. they're focusing on something, they don't want someone else to come in and interrupt them either.
That's right. So there's times when they know, no, it's urgent, Mum has to get this done, and there's times where, yeah, it's a bit of flexibility. But I think that's probably what they'd say is, Mum, play with us more.
So let's fast forward until you're 92 years old. You're going to make it at least that. You're going to be nice and healthy. You're going to have a nice, healthy gut.
My grandma's 92 and she's fine.
Good. Well, what would your 92-year-old self say to you about the type of life you've led, the role model you've been, the difference you've made in the world?
I think probably my 92-year-old self would say money's not important, people are, and build relationships, not empires. And just remember that your family is the most important thing of all. I think that's what it would be.
Okay. So what are your biggest tips for running a business, being a mum, looking after yourself? What are the tips you want to share with our listeners?
I think as a mum working from home especially, it would have to be just making sure that you do spend that time with the kids and not get so focused on, I think when the kids are little especially, it's very important to make sure you spend that time with the kids that they need, when they need you, and taking the time to actually play with them and stuff. And also, I did write some things down and I can't find it now. I think it's just, can you ask that question again? I can't even find it.
What are your main tips that you're sharing with our friends about how you can make all this happen?
Okay. Write lists.
Write lists.
That really helps me. If I write lists, sometimes I'll get really stressed and overwhelmed with all that I have to do, but if I write a list, somehow that seems to help me to be able to figure out what to do next.
And tell me, do you write things on your list just so you check them off?
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes it feel so much better.
It must be a female thing, because I don't think guys do it.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I do too. Write it down just so you can tick it off and go, wow, I did that.
And have a calendar where all the family can see it and write down where everybody's going to be. I've got one of those ones that have a row for each person in the family.
Yeah,
yep. And write down where everyone's going to be when and fit in some time for the family where you'll all be together to go to the lake or whatever. We like going to the lake. And just make sure that you do plan some of that time in, because it's really easy to go week after week not actually connecting if you're too busy. Mm. I think also planning things like meals, because obviously I think about food a lot. if you don't have meals planned, it's really easy to get overwhelmed at dinner time and end up with not so great choices. So just planning, plan. And you might not stick to your plan. I quite often don't. It'll get all jumbled, or I'll go, oh, well, I don't even have that because I forgot to buy it, so I change it. But just having that plan there, it makes it a lot less crazy.
And because you buy a lot of your food in bulk, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Because you can't stick down the supermarket like I can when I need to.
I can, but it's just more expensive that way, I find.
Yeah.
And also, like I was saying before, make sure you train your kids from little to help and to have play alone times and nap times and things like that, so that you don't lose your sanity, especially if you're going to work from home.
Yeah, and going to have the kids at home as well.
That's right.
She's very similar to that. My kids do a Montessori school.
Okay.
Very, very similar kind of concept at Montessori, where they kind of do their own work and they self-pace and they learn to be independent. And when they're very young, I mean, when they're in preschool, they have them ironing and all those type of things. Yep. So
that's right. And training them from a really young age, it just seems like part of life. It doesn't seem like, oh, my mum is so mean. It's just, that's just what we do.
Life is. Yeah.
My boys are 15 and 13. They do all their own ironing. I've never ironed for them.
Well, I never iron full stop.
No, I don't iron much either. My husband does. He's ex-army.
I send my husband's shirts to the dry cleaners and they steam them. And other than that, no ironing gets done.
That's so funny.
See, when you live in North Queensland, you don't need to iron, don't you? Just hang it and all the creases drop out.
That's what I think with my clothes. If they want to iron theirs, that's their thing.
That's right.
But I think one more thing I should mention, I found my notes now, is just making sure that you spend time talking with your kids and connecting with them, because when you get really busy, that's one of the first things that go out the door. And when they get to teenage years, I've got three teenagers now, and I'm really loving the teenage years because they do talk to me, and like we'll go and sit down and have an hour-long chat just about all the deeper, meaningful things that they're worried about, because we started young.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important to be really open with your kids and get them to, and with me, what I try to do is if they come to me and say I need to talk, to try and just drop everything and go talk, because that's more important than my work.
Yeah.
So that's probably
As they get older, when you can have a real adult conversation, with them, can't
it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay, we have a surprise question now.
Okay.
It's a bit of fun.
Uh-oh.
Everyone says that. Oh, no, what you going to say? Which band or singer did you used to absolutely love when you were growing up?
Well, that's a really hard question.
This shows how nerdy you might be.
Yeah. We actually grew up on classical music and folk music, that kind of music. We didn't ever have, like, rock and roll in our home. My dad used to wake us up in the morning with classical music playing. And my parents are from the southern part of America, and I loved I actually loved all that southern American old-fashioned music when I was growing up. So there you go, even more nerdy than you thought.
No, that's not nerdy. All right, we can get some strange answers. Come on.
No.
I used to follow the Bay City Rollers. Now, you may not be as old as me, so you may not know Bay City Rollers. That's who I used to follow. I've heard of them, right. Yeah, they all wore short tartan pants.
Oh, that's scary.
And the other one was Alice Cooper. So I went from to Alice Cooper.
I could never bear that kind of music, I guess, because growing up with classical, it was just like, I couldn't.
It's totally different.
Yeah. So there you go.
And I'm nerdy.
We all learnt the piano and sang.
Okay, so where can people find out more about you? What's your blog address now?
Hey, it's quirkycooking.com.au. And my Instagram is Jo Witten, which I love posting photos of my crazy life on there.
Have some lovely photos up there.
And then I've got, obviously, Facebook, which is Quirky Cooking. That's probably the big one. And then Twitter is Quirky Jo, because that was started a while ago when that used to be my nickname.
And your podcast?
And my podcast is, you can find it on thewellnesscouch.com, or you can find it over at iTunes, and it's called A Quirky Journey.
So I have to say, I have to tell you my favourite recipe.
Okay.
My absolute favourite.
Yes.
Your coconut chocolate ice cream with chocolate truffles.
Woohoo!
That's my Christmas. I make that at Christmas time. That is my Christmas treat.
Oh,
I love
so rich, isn't it? Now I want chocolate ice cream.
Absolutely. Anyone who's listening to this, go and look on the blog and find the recipe for that. It is absolutely to die for.
I'll have to repost that this weekend now that you've mentioned that.
Yeah, do that. Because I mean, your recipes are the best, but that one tops
it. Thank you so much.
So I really want to thank you for joining us today. It's been absolutely fantastic to speak to you.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to thank all our listeners for joining us, and let us know what you think. Have you tried any of Jo's recipes?
So how did you love listening to that interview with Jo Witten? She's so amazing with what she does, isn't she? Now, Jo has recently released her new Quirky Cooking for Gut Health program, which is an online program designed to teach people how to cook for good gut health. And gut health is just the absolute most important part of all of your health. This is something that I work with my clients all of the time. And I do know that people quite often get a bit stuck as to, you know, what they should be cooking, what's right, what's not right. So Jo has actually done this. And the reason why Jo's done this is because in her family, she's had to introduce a program called the GAPS diet. And she needed to do that for both herself and her son. Or the whole family actually took it on. So Jo created this program and it's based on the GAPS intro diet and includes instructional cooking videos to show the ingredients and the tools that Jo uses in her kitchen, cheat sheets, information, tips, articles, recipe cards, resources, and meal plans, and beautiful ebooks. And this is just so great because some people can get really, really overwhelmed when they're sick, when their kids are sick, and they're just not sure what to do. And because Jo has this love of cooking, and she also knows the problem that people have with gut health, she's put all this together, so she makes it so easy. And as with everything that Jo does, she's got a very supportive private Facebook group just specifically for this program, where questions are answered by Jo and other members of the program. There's also professional GAPS coaches in there and practitioners. So you can learn a little bit more about what Jo's doing by going over to her website, which is www.gaps.quirky.cooking.com.au. So that's gaps.quirkycooking.com.au. And over there, there's a video that'll walk you through the entire program. So if you want to learn a little bit more about what Jo's doing, or if you just want to go straight to her blog, which is quirkycooking.com.au, you'll get lots and lots of recipes. She also has a private Facebook group called Quirky Cooking, where there's lots of different people in there sharing lots of different information. I hope you loved listening to that interview, because I, as I've been going through and re-listening to it again, I loved everything that Jo had to say. So I certainly hope you enjoyed it. And next week, I'll be back with another interview with someone else who's running a business, managing it all, doing it all without all of the stress. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss out on any of these episodes, please go to iTunes and subscribe, or if you've got an Android like me, go to Stitcher Radio and subscribe, and then you'll never miss an episode. If you want to make comment on anything that was said within this podcast, ask any questions, pop over to my website, www.angelacouncil.com. Go to the blogs page and you'll find this recording there, and you can leave your comments underneath the post. So until next week, when I'll be back to share some more information on how you can do it without all the stress. Bye for now. Infinite love and gratitude. Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. As always, if you've got any comments, please feel free to leave them on the website, www.angelacouncil.com. While you're over there, you can also grab your 14-day stress-free living challenge. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what I do, why not pop into our private Facebook group called Stress Free Living. So until next week, when I'll be back with some more exciting information for you, from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now.